May what is spoken and what is heard be both spoken and heard in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. Some of you know already that I often sign off on my emails with God's peace, Marty. I started doing this several years ago. I had requested assistance from a senior colleague, and the reply came back to me with that sign-off. It took me aback when I read it. It seemed more real to me than simply peace, which reminds me a little bit of Peace Bro from the 60s, or my Southern friend's totally irreverent version, peace, love, and okra. It made me realize that God's peace was exactly what I needed at that moment, regardless of any other type of help my friend was able to give or not able to give me. As I began to write to friends and parishioners in that following week, I found that many times as I was getting ready to sign off, I thought that was what they needed too. In fact, I found there were very few instances in which God's peace wasn't an appropriate desire or blessing for my correspondence. You see, I had thought that I needed to control my circumstances to have peace, but I realized that I needed to have the sense of God's presence in my circumstances as they were. That is the peace of God, and we all need that. In her book, A Wing and a Prayer, Presiding Bishop Catherine Jeffers Shorys reveals that she signs her letters, which I've never received one of, Shalom. When asked why an Episcopal bishop would use a Hebrew word instead of the English translation peace, she explains that Shalom has a much fuller meaning than our word. Shalom means that quality of life and creation in which everything is in harmony, just as God created it to be. Not only do people live together without conflict, but all nature is in balance, and there is perfect justice according to God's intentions. It is a pre-fall Garden of Eden condition, or a fully realized Kingdom of God condition, where the lion and the lamb lie down together, and perfect justice prevails. This is the biblical vision of the city of God on earth, described in the book of Revelations. In today's gospel, Jesus tells his disciples that he will be leaving them. He is going to die a terrible death, and they are terrified. For him and for themselves. They are in turmoil. So Jesus, before he goes, gives them final instructions. Okay, folks, this is how I want you to carry on. You have a vision of the kingdom of God now. I've given you that for the last 3 years. Now love one another and don't be afraid. I'm leaving you with my peace, and God will send my spirit to be with you. Shalom. Have shalom. Make shalom. So how did they do, those disciples? How are we doing now? You don't have to look very far to see that we haven't exactly mastered the shalom thing, either internally or externally. We still have natural and human-made disasters. We still have diseases, broken relationships, and all kinds of sorrows to trouble our hearts. But as Shorey suggests, the Christian life is about learning to let go of these disturbances so that peace comes center stage again. Do we ever manage it completely? No, not until the second coming at least. But the peaceful periods can grow longer. After a rewarding decade of working at the cathedral in central New York as the canon and serving a year as acting dean, it was time for me to leave so that the next dean could create a new staff that worked with his vision and style. I admit it was tough for me. I love the people of that community. I had baptized and married and confirmed. I had buried. And I didn't want to leave that place where I was known and loved. Leaving was a loss, and therefore, like every loss, a little death experience for me. But on the other side of death is new life. That is the central tenet of our faith, the Easter Proclamation. And on the other side of leave-taking with St. Paul's Cathedral were other new, wonderful worshiping communities. One in Manhattan, of all surprises, then in New Jersey, and now, amazingly, here at Emmanuel Church. I wouldn't willingly give up one of those. God is full of surprises in our lives. Many things trouble us, big and small, but as we put more and more confidence in God and trust that in each and every death in our lives, God will surprise us with new, unimagined new life. The peace in our hearts will grow for increasing periods of time. We will be able to see the surprises God puts in our paths more clearly, love one another more freely, and create shalom in the world more fully. It is a precious gift Jesus gave to his disciples and to you and me, even though they and we sometimes are too afraid or too oblivious to receive it. Can you believe that this gift is for you? For those you care about? For little Elizabeth, who is being baptized today? And for those promising to raise her in the Christian faith and life? A friend of mine reminded me recently of the profundity of the simple exchange of peace at Eucharist. As a youth, he entered a monastery thinking it would be his vocation. A part of monastic life is learning and following to the letter a rule of life which dictates many things that monks do and do not do, and when they do and do not do them, things that the rest of us decide for ourselves. As part of their formation on a regular basis, the aspirants were called into the chapel meeting to prostrate themselves before the altar and all the brothers. Each would be called upon to own up to all the ways he had failed to live up to the rule. I can only imagine how intimidating it would be if I had to lie here before you today and own up to all the things that I had not done as I should have this week. Afterwards, he would receive absolution, and then the superior of the community would come down to the humbled youth, reach out to help him up with the exchange of peace. The peace of Christ be with you, and the reply also with you. Such simple words, so full of knowledge and good intention, and of poor failure, of forgiveness and grace, of brotherhood and mutual love. That is what we do when we pass the peace also. We proclaim the availability of that bit of shalom within and among us because Jesus promised it was so. May that shalom dwell in you, especially with Elizabeth and her family, but among all of us. And may we take it to the troubled world, today, at the peace, and always. Amen.